in the video.
SpaceX's Dragon capsule made history as it approached the International Space Station, becoming the first private spacecraft ever to do so. The robotic capsule free-floated 10 meters away from the orbiting lab, and then was captured by the space station's robotic arm.
Capture is confirmed.
The news delighted NASA employees at Mission Control in Houston, Texas, and SpaceX employees at their headquarters in Hawthorne, California. The cargo-filled craft later docked with the orbiting lab. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk was thrilled.
It's just a fantastic day, and I think a great day for the country and for the world. This really is, I think, going to be recognized as a significantly historical step forward in space travel.
The partnership between the private company and government agency is remarkable, said NASA's International Space Station Program Manager Mike Seffredini at Johnson Space Center.
While, yes, we participated in the verification process to ensure it met our safety criteria and gave them requirements to meet when it got to within the sphere of ISS, they completely built and tested and flew this spacecraft in a manner that has really has been just remarkable.
It was a more exuberant, less formal atmosphere at SpaceX.
And I'd like to actually have a big hand for our friends at NASA who helped make this happen.
Guys!
The Dragon's docking bodes well for SpaceX, which has a $1.6 billion contract with NASA to resupply the space station at least 12 times. CEO Musk says he hopes to have people travel aboard the Dragon within 3 years.
I'm really excited because this was a crucial step. And having achieved this step, it makes the things in the future and the ultimate path towards humanity becoming a multi-planet species much, much more likely.
The Dragon capsule is set to depart the space station and splash down in the Pacific Ocean May 31st. Suzanne Presto, VOA News.